Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Let me tell you what my new name is. Jawan Jennings. Trade me or pay me.
Now, back to Steinie and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, coming up at 1 o'clock, we're going to be joined by Ross Tucker, Odyssey NFL insider, knows the 49ers and Eagles both extremely well. He'll be joining us at 1 o'clock today, and we are going to be heavy on Niners, Eagles, because what else is there to be heavy on right now? I mean, this is as good as it gets, right?
Yeah, no doubt about it. It starts tomorrow. Actually, tonight we got a college game. Winner goes to Indiana, Oregon.
So I heard that
championship game.
Yeah, I heard that college game was a good game last night.
Man, Miami was great.
Did they win late, or did they get a hold, or what happened?
They won late. Yeah,
they scored late
with his legs, ran it in. Great game,
Miami.
Yeah, the U, Michael Irvin. BTA.
So let me guess, the national championship games, what, March? Is going to be in March?
That's pretty good.
There's usually like a four-week layoff now. 888-957-9570 is the number. And we're talking about the Niners, what's at stake. Just your expectations going into this game. We know it's going to be a tough game against the Philadelphia Eagles on the road. We know the 49ers are a little bit undermanned. But what do you expect out of them in Philadelphia? I mean, I expect them to be competitive. I expect this to be a ball game. I really do. And if it's not, one way or the other, we'll talk about what happened on Monday. But, you know, I just don't know what's going to happen. I could see it all. I could see the Niners getting blown out. I could see the Niners losing by a little. The only thing I can't see is a 49er blowout of the Eagles. That's the only thing I can't see.
Look at you. And what if that were to happen? That would be on brand, right? Like, damn.
I mean, this kind of reminds, well, it doesn't really, but, you know, it feels like the going into that first Rams game with Mac Jones or second Rams
Thursday
game.
Thursday night.
Yeah.
The second one here.
No, I'm sorry. The game they won,
yeah,
the first game
Thursday
against
night.
The Rams.
Yeah, I got you.
It feels a little like that. Nobody expected anything out of that team in that game.
I like that.
And they went in there and pulled a big upset. And I think something like that's going to have to happen Sunday, obviously.
Well, yeah, and how many times, you know, has the station, you and I, just been fascinated with the touches, when you use the Christian McCaffrey calculator and you talk about what he did in the air and what he did on the ground. Steinie, last week, again, I'm just on that, he only touched it combined in the air and on the ground 14 times. A lot of reasons, not all his fault by any stretch, but the bottom line is, if they're going to win this game, that number needs to be 25 to 30, right?
See, this is what I always...
It just has to.
This is what I'm always not confused about, but wonder about, is... How big of a reason was McCaffrey himself as to why the running game didn't get off the ground against Seattle?
Well, they lost the time of possession. That has a lot to do with it, but that's where I'm going. Like,
yeah,
those numbers need to be fat. Like,
exactly.
25 to 30, and then to your question, well, Guru, why? Well, Seattle was dominating. There were a lot of three and outs, you know?
That's why.
That shocked me. I know Seattle's good, but it shocked me.
And that's why they've got to move the ball.
Yep,
they have to move the ball, obviously. They're not going to win a possession. They're not going to win. It's going to be hard to see them win if they lose the possession battle. Because
37 to 22 minutes if you care about it, last Saturday.
Like, I feel like the only way you win games when you lose the possession battle is if you are making some big plays.
Yeah.
And we haven't seen the 49ers make a lot of big plays this year. So then that means they have to maintain the ball, and that's where McCaffrey comes in.
Yeah. Seattle ran 67 to 42. You know, 25 more plays. Just think of that's a lot.
Exactly. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Depeche in Danville. How you doing, Depesh? What's going on?
I'm doing well, Steiny Guru.
Hey, hey.
Always enjoy having talking to you guys. It's always fun.
Thank you.
Banter is always entertaining. I'm going to say something that may be a little off track here.
Uh-oh.
The Seattle game loss, and just work with me on this one, and I'd love to get your comments on the other side. I'll hang up. Other callers are online. I think the Niner loss to Seattle was such an outlier. It was not about scheme. It wasn't about CMC dropping. It was not about 17 tackles or 18 tackles mixed. They dropped in 13 and 17, and they convert. I think there was one common theme throughout that game when Niners lost. And I think what was common throughout offense, defense, was they were fatigued. They had played three games, I believe. Somebody can do the math. I don't want to quote the wrong number. I think they had played three games in 15 days or something, the way the scheme and schedule worked out. They were just plain tired. And you could see it by middle of first quarter. It was not about X's and O's and this and that. I'd like to get your comments on the other side. Was the loss because of X's and O's, or was the loss because of something as simple as a team that's fatigued playing three games in 15 days, and they're well-rested now? I think they have a better-than-puncher's chance of beating Philadelphia. I personally believe that Brock Purdy is a better quarterback than Jalen Hurts, and Jalen has won Super Bowl, so nothing. I'm not subtracting anything from that. But I think, I think Niners could, I would put it 50-50 chance of winning this. They have home field advantage and all that stuff. But I'd like to get your and other folks' comments on the loss to Seattle. Was it really scheme and X's and O's, or was it really fatigue that had set in? I'd love to get your comments, gentlemen. Right. Have a fabulous Friday.
You too.
And go Niners.
Well, let me go first here, Goo.
Okay, go ahead, because I want to. Go ahead.
He's addressing something that Matt Barrows wrote about today. In The Athletic, and it's, yes, the 49ers have played, what, three games in whatever it is, 13 to 15 days. So here's Kyle Juszczyk. This is what he said about it. You know, I almost hate to bring it up because people say, oh, they're making excuses. But I think we played three games in 13 days, and at the end of a season, that definitely does add up. So, yeah, I absolutely think there's some fatigue issues going on here. And then one more just small point is, like I said, we got Ross Tucker in here at 1 o'clock, and I was watching the Eagles game, and he was on the call, and the Eagles had a lot of their second unit players in, right?
Right.
And
a lot of fans were mad.
Yeah. And he made the point, early in the fourth quarter of that game that those guys aren't used to playing a whole game. Like, they're just not, they're not ready to play a full game, and he was like, the Eagles' subs are absolutely gassed. So I wonder how much of that is we've got second-line players now being asked to play a full football game, which they haven't done in the pros yet.
Well, that's interesting, but you know me, Stani, and I love you, Depesh, but, you know, the Seattle defense, to me, was the reason that game went that way. But let's just say Depesh is right. Then, Stani, should Niner fans be more frightened that you're gonna add to that formula, because you're gonna have a game, you know, this Sunday, and that would be four and however many days. Like, I mean, you were at home, and again, I've never put on pads in the NFL, Stani, but you know how I am. Like, no, there was too much riding on that for that to be it. But you know, you said it. I don't play, but as a fan, I hate to hear that. Because everybody's got a story, and it kind of just goes back to the injuries. Everybody's got a story, but I just saw Seattle dominate the Niners. And then I'll say this to that too, Stani. Where was that talk when you were throwing the ball all around the yard and Purdy was dancing and doing the running man and everything then when it was going your way?
I mean, you know, this is a game where they know they're going in, you know, a little bit. Obviously, a lot on the defense, undermanned, but the other thing that's, I don't know if it's been frustrating, but one of the things I'm trying to measure here, because let me just take you through it.
All right.
There's been a sentiment that some people feel like, you know, the 49er fans, just some, you know, are overly pessimistic about this game, and I wonder how much last week's game is the reason that you were pessimistic about this week's game. You know what I mean?
Like, right.
Is it just because Seattle did to them, did to the Niners what they did? You know, let me ask you, if the 49ers would have lost just a heartbreaker 2017 in which, you know, they played really good, really well, and they lost at the end, and it was just a tough loss. Would we? I think some people would feel better going into Philly.
And I'm one
of
them.
Is that true?
Yeah, I'm one of them, and I think that's okay. And that's just not Niner Bay Area related. It's what Evan and I were preaching in the office with the boss, talking to you. Like, that was not a reality check, but it was a test, Donnie. It was a true test of, okay, there are no injuries. I can't say that. You were out your left tackle and your starting wide receiver, or your number one per se. But, I mean, man, that was sobering. So Philly is just as good, if not better. They're defending champs in Seattle's defense. So I lost some confidence in the offense going out in Philly and maybe, doing what they did against Chicago. But let's just say Depeche is right. I would feel better as a Niner fan if I really went to bed thinking, you know what, a lot of that 13-3 was, we were kind of gassed, I don't know, you know, many alpha males and Lorenzo Neals of the world and Brian Baldingers would you know, say, hey, that was it. It's like, you got to play, man. It's a long season. Conditioning is a part of it. So,
well, I just think I go back to Nahigi and what he said in the beginning of the year about this season and how, you know, he was smart enough to look at the schedule and know that a theme is going to be, you know, how good are they really? And I do think that obviously when the schedule was the schedule, that's what people are going to say. And the 49ers went through the regular season and they did everything they could have been asked to do with that schedule. And I think because of the last game of the year, which was against Seattle, I think we're all in the same spot. And I'm not saying one game determines it, but I think we're all in the same spot. Was last week's game an outlier? Or are we going to watch another 49ers game and say, holy Toledo, we can't move the ball and couldn't against these last two opponents? Like, in that sense, I do think it's a important game for the Niners.
And offensively, too, though, if you allow, Stoney, I've said all week that part about you putting it on the offense, because those words came out of my mouth. I said your best defense is your offense, and they were rolling. So now I got to keep it real, and I am. They're two scoreboards. I know you're gonna be, oh no, people are whatever. There's one scoreboard. I get it. But man, if this season somehow comes to a screeching halt, you want to know our offense is up there. We put up some points against a damn good stout defense, because I don't know what that was last Saturday. And if that is truly indicative who the Niners are against top-tier defenses, Donnie, then you got major problems.
888-957-9570 is the number. If you want to jump into the conversation, Ross Tucker coming up in a couple hours at 1 o'clock, NFL Odyssey Insider. I mean, the perfect guy to talk about both teams.
Yeah.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey station, always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Let's go to Doug. Doug's in Wichita. Hey, Doug, how you doing?
I'm doing well, fellas. Thank you very much.
Sure.
Bang, bang, Niner gang.
Sure.
Look at him.
Hey, man, all day, every day. Red and gold till I'm dead and cold. I got a couple of responses, man. So if you suffer me a moment or two. First of all, the question was asked earlier, I think, about if we lose a close game, if we win a close game, you know, these different scenarios. Mm-hmm. What does that mean about the team? You know what it means? It means we win a close game or we lose a close game. Because all year long, we've been having these hits with the injuries, okay, whatever. But if I'm not mistaken, we have not lost two games in a row all year. Not once. If we lost, we came right back and won again. And then we went on a nice little win streak here again until Seattle came to town and punched us in the mouth like they are wont to do, because they are a good defense this year. Is that a one-off game? Okay, I'd like to call it that, but I don't want to take anything away from the Seahawks. They played a great game. And the Niners, hey, we're going to rebound. I have no concern about losing this game. That don't mean I'm betting the house that we're going to win. It just means I ain't worried about it, because we got a good team. even with the injuries, even with the guys having to step up, and all that kind of nonsense. Hey, it's football. This is how you play the game. And you play to win. Right, Herm? Right, Doug? Thanks, man. Hey, check this. The last caller said, was bringing up the question about fatigue, okay? And I'm like, okay, I guess that's a good excuse, except we held Seattle where our defense, who would be suffering the most from fatigue. Not your offense, it's your defense. Right. They're the ones that have to react to everything. Offenses dictate what the defenses have to do, unless you're just, you know, the 86 Bears or, you know, the 2000 Ravens. Otherwise, our defense only gave up 13 points. Yeah, they might have been tired, but guess what? They were kicking butt and being tired. So I ain't trying to hear that either. Guess what, guys? Seattle beat us, and we beat them the first week. Yay. It happens. It's football, and I'm looking forward to this weekend. Bang, bang, Niner gang. I want to see a march to the Super Bowl in their own backyard. Let's go.
Appreciate it, Doug. Thanks for the call.
He's ready. But, Johnny, he said fatigue. He wasn't buying it because the defense did only give up 13. A lot of big plays and yardage, but they only gave up 13.
I mean, the score was a score. And, you know, the 49ers offense could have changed the time of possession game if they would have been able to move the ball better. But I do hear what he's saying, what Doug is saying about, okay, you had a really good regular season. You got beat on the last day of the year by Seattle. And you probably played their worst game of the year? Well, maybe not played their worst game of the year, but it was their worst performance.
Right, offensively.
Yeah, of the year. So, okay. The one thing I firmly believe, like, the Seattle game doesn't mean anything right now. It means nothing. Like, weirdly, I think it's going to mean more after the Eagles game because we don't know if it's an outlier or not. If the 49ers go to Philly and somehow win, then you know what we'll say? Well, they got to figure out a way to beat Seattle because 2 weeks ago, Seattle just dismantled us. But if they don't score a lot of points, then we might have a little bit bigger of an issue.
I want to go Jay-Z, and you're saying, why would you say Jay-Z, Goo? He had one of his greatest albums. It's called The Blueprint. And what if the Seattle game does mean something? Now, you could laugh, Stani, as you sip your water, but the bottom line is, what if Philly, copycat league, looks at what Seattle did, and they got the same, or their skill set mirror, their play, you know what I mean? And they try to just basically duplicate that. And I'm sure Philly does its own thing, but that's what scares me about the Seattle game
sure.
and how recent it is. And I'm all over here, but Stani, let me just, and we could throw it out to the listeners. I mean, the Niners win this game because, like, how do you see them winning this game?
Oh, I good question. I think they're going to need definitely a turnover.
Well, I have two. I'm getting greedy.
Like, to me, what the 49ers in the league has proven to me this year is your defense doesn't have to be great. It doesn't. Can it force one turnover? You know, can it force one turnover? Can it get two situational stops? And then can they bend and not break? And if you do those three things, maybe you only hold them to 20 points, two touchdowns, two field goals.
What if D'Amador and Lenore pulled up on us and said, Steiny, we did that Saturday. So much people say we gave up big plays, we only gave up 13 to the Seahawks.
No.
Our offense let us down.
No, I mean,
That performance by the defense, as bad as I'm saying they played, that would constitute and qualify to what you're saying.
Well, first of all, they would take 13 points. Yep. If the Eagles score 13 points, I think the 49ers obviously would take that right now. I'm just saying, you know, the offense, to me, the offense has to help the defense more than the defense has to help the offense.
It's the strong
defense
part of
your
team.
Not be able to help the offense.
You're right.
But, you know, again, last week, they started the game with a recipe for a victory. What do you mean? They got a situational stop on the first play of the first series of the game where it could have been
a
changer. Well, they didn't take advantage of it.
They went 3 and out, Stani.
Exactly.
Twice.
Exactly. Let's go to Matt in San Francisco. What's going on, Matt? How you doing?
Man, what a beautiful, beautiful day in San Francisco, California. And I get to talk to Stein and Guru. What up, guys?
What's up, baby?
Hey. Hey, man, you know, gosh, I've been sick to my stomach, and, you know, I know this ain't the Jim Rome show, but I got a serious beef. And, you know, this beef is with some of the so-called faithful. And it's on the Twitters, and it's on the Reddits, and I'm not naming names, but it's some of the faithful that have a show on this station. And all week, people have been holding a damn funeral and saying their eulogies on this Niners 25-26 season. And y'all acting like all season long, we haven't been saying there isn't one team in this league that's dominant. And that this is the most wide open year in the last 20 NFL seasons. And now it's oh, we have no shot, season's over. Like what? It's such a weak mentality, and the Eagles ain't that good.
Well, that's the thing. Hey, Matt, real quick. Are you there?
I'm here.
I'm going to guess you're not from San Francisco. Where are you from, buddy?
You would guess correctly. You would guess correctly. I moved to San Francisco about 10 years ago.
All right.
So yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous, though.
Where are you from?
Say what?
Where are you from?
Mississippi.
All right, welcome. Wow.
Mississippi.
Welcome to the Bay, 10 years late.
Tell me, God, it's ridiculous. Guess what? You're still the 49ers.
Right.
And I know if they're going to win this game, right, they've got a puncher's chance. But you still got big, you know what, Brock? You still got Georgia, and you still got CMC. And we all know how prideful and smug Kyle Shanahan is. If nothing else, take solace in the fact that he will not have two bad games in a row.
Yeah, that's right? You know what? Hey, Matt, I'm gonna end it there. Thanks for the call. Thanks for listening. That's a good point. Like, I don't. You said, well, what if the Eagles try to copy what Seattle did? I'm not sure if they're gonna or they're not. Yeah. But this one's Kyle's got to be. Kyle and Brock both have to be better. Like, I get it. Brock may not have Brock may have to make 3 to 5 plays against. The Eagles on Sunday that are improbable, and they're going to be plays where if he doesn't make them, you're going to understand why he couldn't make them, because he will have been swarmed. But, you know, can he turn a couple of those into backbreaking first downs on third down or something like that? It's going to take some things falling into place. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
And as much sweet nothings as I whisper at Kyle Stoney, I told you a couple weeks ago, you and Evan, that I just love the coordinator component of these games, too. And Vic Fangio, you know, it's been a while, 2018. He's had some success against Kyle Shanahan teams. So we'll see how that plays out. But you are right. They have not lost. The caller brought it up. Depeche, 2 in a row. And that caller saying, I mean, because Kyle's game, we can say he had a bad night Saturday, right? That's fair. Everybody offensively did.
Yeah,
that just can't happen. Like, is it going to happen again?
You know, it's funny you say that. I wonder if Kyle Shanahan looks in the mirror and said, I had a bad night.
I would love to know
the answer.
Or does
he look in the mirror and say, I thought we were in good position. I think I did what I needed to do. We're not good enough, or we didn't execute.
I'm missing your left tackle and you're supposedly one wide receiver. I'm not. If we're going to talk about Depeche calling in fatigue, Stoney, that's a big deal. Missing your left tackle. Every team has a story. I get it. And your supposed number one receiver, your deep threat, what have you, or your game breaker. They didn't have that. I'm going to just put that there. And hopefully they have it this week.
888-957-9570 is the number. Niners at Eagles Sunday at 1:30. By the way, how you guys watch a big game like this if you're not going and it's on the road? You guys like goo and you need to lock in solo, or you like to be around other fans to commiserate and celebrate? What's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
I can honestly say I'm sort of built for this.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right. Well, that was fun. And Now it's going to change. Willard and Dibbs.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Wow. Ross Tucker coming up at 1 o'clock, NFL Odyssey Insider. He'll tell it like it is.
What if I told you I'm excited for Ross? I'm excited for every guest. We've been having some
I'm excited for Ross, too. Boy, does he have a sharp tongue. You know, usually those national announcers, they'll be like,
why am I laughing?
There's a play where this guy Ringo just turned his back on the play. You know, somebody might say, he misread that one.
Yeah.
And they took advantage of it. Ross is like, what is he doing?
Dude.
He turned his back. Brutal.
I listened to that game, Stoney. I was watching it, but we'll get to Niners and Eagles.
The other thing he did.
Go ahead, because I got to show this.
They ran a replay of the Philadelphia defense. They had a play, and then they ran a defense. Ross goes, all right, check this out. Look at number 59. Look at number 59. Look how tired he is.
That's a two.
It was.
He got him down.
Pretty amazing.
Can I just, I got a bone to pick with Evan.
Yeah.
He comes in during the break, and we got this movie club. Very astute, you know, and we share opinions on movies.
Mm-hmm.
Steiny, Evan just confessed to me because I brought up a Casino, Robert De Niro, reference. He's never seen the movie Casino. Look at him right now. Just look at him. Just give him a look.
It is a glaring gap in my catalog. My defense.
That hurts me.
My defense is, number one, didn't grow up in that age. Number two. I do struggle with movies longer than 2.5 hours.
But you're a reader. You don't put a book down because it's long. You're like, bring it on.
I take breaks.
Okay.
So
that bothers me from E, a demerit.
Well, I'm going to make E feel a little better.
Oh, boy.
I've never seen that thing start to finish. I've seen
it. So you've never seen it,
I've seen it 100 times, like 5 minutes at a time.
Stop,
I feel like
God.
I know every scene and some of the dialogue.
Joe Pesci on line one, Sharon Stone. Anyway, I want new coworkers.
I feel like I've seen every other Joe Pesci movie aside from Casino.
Oh, boy.
What was the one?
There's a bunch.
He was in that Marissa Tomei, I think, got the Oscar.
Oh, where he was the lawyer?
Yeah.
Something about
it. Fred Gwynn was the judge, I believe.
I have no idea.
Back
get
to the
title,
Niners.
Yeah. Get boy. The title for it.
I know she won an Oscar for it.
I think she did too. I think she did too. All right, here's what we're doing.
My cousin Vinny.
Yeah, my cousin.
No, Vinny. I seen that one. Didn't
all right, we got full lines. Let's get some people.
Are full.
Do we know this? Filmo Mike called WIP in Philly?
Oh, my good. Do we have
I
it?
Know he did last year. He said he was going to do it this year, so I believe yes.
Woo! Mike, light him on fire.
You know
this is from today.
Let's just... Well, we got Filmo on our line.
Do you
want
to play his call first and then go to Filmo?
I would like
ask
that.
Him?
I would
let's
like
do
that.
Do a post-game presser?
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, let's do that. So I'm going to say Tony, Dennis, Marcus, Frank.
Hold on.
I'll get with you in
we
a
got
second.
You.
So apparently our very own Filmo Mike
baby.
Called WIP, which is the sister station of ours in Philadelphia, Eagles station. And I don't know what this is. I'm
they
gonna
know he's a brother,
I'm
too.
Gonna, I'm going to assume that it's been edited and cleaned up, but here's Filmo Mike calling into WIP yesterday.
Selves a Niners fan on the line. Mike,
yes,
what's up,
we
buddy?
Forgot about this guy.
Yeah,
what's
me too.
Up, man? How
Mike,
y'all
what's up, Doc?
What's going on?
And I'm reporting live from San Francisco, man. I think we got y'all, man.
Stop.
I really do.
Damn, Mike, you up kind of early, dog, ain't you?
I really think we
Mike,
got
Mike, haven't you dude. Seen this defense you guys are bringing here? You guys are cooked. Come on.
We cooked? Mm-hmm. How we cooked? How we cooked? And y'all can't even run the ball.
Mm. Well, we can't run the ball against good defenses. Your defense. I mean,
you stop running.
Yeah, this defense you guys are bringing in here. I mean, you guys are signing guys off the street. Kaiser White, he was here years ago. Stinks.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. But y'all still can't run the ball. And I think if we get a 10-0 lead in Philadelphia, y'all fans are going to go, you know, get crazy. And it's going to be a problem, man. And then when Brock Purdy gets the cooking, then what you going to do? George Kittle gets the cooking, then what you going to do?
So
panic
scary.
Season all in Philly.
You don't sound confident, Mike. I mean, you're saying
that was so contrived.
I don't feel it. I think you know your team.
Now, you know what it was?
It's a cute
story. What it was? I was in a passport office. I'm trying to get my passport. I'm going to Columbia.
We can tell you're
busy. Y'all weak as hell, man. Y'all not that good. You guys are very fugazi, and your coach sucks. There'll be a bombs over Baghdad. So I could be out there chilling. You know, it's my friend's bachelor party. So we're going to have a lot of fun, man.
Oh, right.
Well, you'll have plenty of time to relax after the Niners season.
No, hey, Mike, I've had friends that go to Columbia. I know what y'all going to do.
I'm looking at a free
I know what's going on.
Man, I'm just going to have fun.
Yeah,
no,
of course you are.
I'm at, so I can't say I'm going to the beach. So I ain't going to say that. But I'm just going to have fun.
All right.
You feel me? Hopefully, the Niners have just won the Super Bowl. Because I'm leaving right after the Super Bowl.
I mean, Mike, you could leave tomorrow. There's no Super Bowl this year. Mike, we love you, man. Safe trip. Hope for the passport works
out. Yeah, man, have a good one, man.
Yeah, I mean,
that's right, pretty good. That was Filmo Mike yesterday on WIP.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, that was this morning. That was this morning. So let's bring in Filmo Mike,
baby.
The San Francisco correspondent. What's up, Filmo?
Hey, what's up, man?
Yeah, did you get your passport?
I got love for,
did you get your passport?
Yeah, I got my passport.
Nice.
Hey, it's crazy. You go to the passport office, and if it's set up right, you can get it same day or next day.
Wow.
So shout out to the passport office. Yeah, it's a thing, man. It's a real thing.
I got a
Thank
question.
God for being an American.
Where is a passport office?
Here.
But what's it
so
called?
They only have like two or three in the whole state of California. So they have one in L.A. and they got one in San Francisco on Golden Gate Avenue.
Oh, okay, that's what I was asking.
Wow.
You go to the Philip and Salsa Federal Building and get your thing on the third floor.
I got you.
Mike, cool. Real quick before Noted. You go, I'm going to steal a line from Bonte. I'm going to give you, I scored that a 10 AU. That was a 10 A round.
What you mean?
You in the car with the Philly host.
With WIP?
Yeah, yes, sir. 10-8.
Hey, you know what? I was in the office. I was in the office, so I couldn't really yell.
Yeah.
And so once I got a chance to say my stuff, they allowed me to say my stuff. But Nahegan's from you and Nahegan's from Philly or Pennsylvania, right?
Well, he's not from Philly originally.
He lived there, though.
He's from Chicago, but he worked in Philly.
Okay, well, check this out. One thing I do appreciate about WIP, your sister station, they don't cut their callers off. And their callers call every day. Vice President of Hate, Lucas Alexander.
Oh.
They're allowed to call every day. So, yeah, I don't know what that's all about. But certain times of the year, you should not put a muzzle on me, Jan, Grandpa, Daddy. Let us call every day.
Mike, does that happen?
Shadow.
Mike, does that happen?
Oh, yeah. It's a rule. It's a rule. You can't call. You can't call,
oh,
Phil.
My God.
Can't call. These guys are dirty. Willard be saying anything on the radio. He talks every day, all day.
I mean,
and I can't call 2 days in a row for 30 seconds. Hey, I love Willard, though. Willard be tripping with that Brandon Belt taking.
Filmo, in fairness, there are a lot of charismatic callers in the Philadelphia area that can pull a number. I'm not sure you can pull a number out here in the Bay.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to keep it real. Those callers in Philadelphia, they are charismatic, but they fit.
Just
they
made it
fit.
Up.
Philly. If you put them callers in Atlanta, Georgia, they would not relate. They can't relate. You got some guy on there, I forgot his name, but he's like a big dime. He got a big dime voice. He's a dork. He sound like a prototypical Philadelphian.
Oh.
Then you got a guy, he stays out there in New Jersey. I don't know, so many New Jersey people love like Philadelphia. But anyway, he stays out there. He's a Cowboy fan. Cowboy John or something like that. WIP. And Guru, you be listening to WIP too. They got some good radio. I give it to them. They got good radio.
We love passion.
Hey,
Phil,
thanks,
Mike.
Buddy. Appreciate it.
Hey, real quick, Mike, where you watching? Oh, he's gone, huh? Where do you think he's watching the game? No, next week.
I thought he was leaving before the game, and he said he was going to watch it down there. Maybe I'm mistaken.
Oh.
I didn't hear what
he
said.
Did you get that from him, Evan?
No, I really just wanted to know what time he woke up to get to the passport office, because it sounded like he called into the morning show.
And what did I miss? I need to live a little bit. What's up with Columbia? Like, what did the guy say?
Mike just told WIP in that clip we heard that he's going to Columbia. That's why he was in the passport office.
Hop a,
I've heard a lot about Columbia.
Yes.
And like the guy in Philly. I know why Mike's going.
Me too.
Mike's going to have fun.
There you go. Are the Niners? And do we know when they leave? Are they already there?
They probably. I don't know what they do. Man, I tell you what.
No, seriously.
I'm fascinated by how. I actually am fascinated by when teams get into the opposing town.
Gotcha.
And when other teams go into the opposing town. Who the hell did I hear?
Because you got to practice at the field. That'd be tomorrow.
Somebody went to, I want to say there was a team, I know it. There was a team that went to London this year.
All right.
And let's say the game was at 1 o'clock London time. They got there at like the day before for one day, played the game, and were gone.
Wow. They didn't enjoy it, huh?
And there was like some other of those NFL teams. They'll practice there the whole week. So I don't know. I think the Niners would probably leave tomorrow, or 9 o'clock to get there around dinner time on Saturday.
Yeah, or but maybe, don't you have the walkthrough the night to get the day before, which would be tomorrow?
Yeah.
So maybe they leave tonight.
You know what? Ross Tucker will be able to answer those questions. Because he played in the league.
And the morning show had our guy on, Grant Cohn. Remember we chopped it up with him in
Vegas? How was he?
I missed it. I'll go on Odyssey app and listen.
All right. Let's go to Marcus. Marcus is in the 707. Hey, Marcus, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Hey.
So I got a statement and a couple questions. That last game against Seattle, I mean, that was like a one-off. I mean, the two games before, the whole 10 touchdowns, Brock Purdy's on fire, we're clicking. Everybody was like, we're ready for the playoffs. We're trying to get the number one seed. I got that. But then we fall off, everyone thinks, 49er fans against Seattle, but that's a divisional opponent. I get that. But let's say, my question is, what if we go into Philadelphia in 31-10? Are we giving credit to Kyle Shanahan in the offense? I knew we had it in us. And if we lose and get out, is it against our defense, against win?
I got you, Marcus. You're breaking up, so sorry
about
that.
That's been you and I all week, and now Willard, because we're in the same line. I want to put Evan in there a little bit, but you and the boss are lock and step, but it's okay. Nobody's wrong, but Steiny, I mean, my gosh, if they beat Philly in the offs, win or go home, which Seattle wasn't. You still had a 9th life, both teams. But if they look like they did against Chicago.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Or let's just say that, hell yeah, we're going to come in here and say, man, they really did that, because these not only were the defending champs, you got a defense with a secondary good Lord, Jalen Carter, this is a damn good defense. So you wouldn't have a problem if anybody, for that matter, came in here and said, Kyle and the offense did that.
Did what? What
happened? If they have a good showing against a damn good Eagle defense in the playoffs on the road.
Yeah, it would mean the Seattle game was an outlier, but we're going to have Seattle next. Oh, so we're going to have to figure them out right away and think about doing something differently than we did last week. If the 49ers win this game, it basically makes their season. That's the way I look at it. It'll validate the season. It'll put on display that this was a pretty good football team despite all its warts. And sometimes I think, well, Stein, it's just one game.
But that's what I was coming back with.
That's what football is.
Right.
One game. And yes, the difference between a win and a loss might be questions about Purdy going into the offseason as no questions about Purdy heading into the offseason. So I do think, for the fan base, there is a lot at stake in terms of how you're going to view this team and the way this season went.
Right. And you know where I'm at, but I want to throw this to you. You tell me what you think. What if I told you all, I'm concerned about the Niners' future moving forward already. Before I sit down with my nacho cheese and heat it up with my chips and my drink, what if I told you that already? Do you have a problem with that? Or are you like, goo, how can you say that without seeing what transpires this game the next week? But I'm just telling you, I think we already see in totality where the Niners got to get better, if they can get better. And that includes Ayuk, all the stuff, Stoney. I'm already there. Like, I know it's not for today. You got the Eagles, but I'm concerned already with before even seeing what happens. And they could win, and I still wouldn't change.
I mean,
what if you lose Saleh, you know?
Now,
that's another one, but that's a small one, but it's a little big small one.
I mean, whether they win or lose, we know they need receivers.
Okay. Got you.
But
Trent Williams, what's up with him?
Trent's going to be an issue, win or lose. You know, I mean, and this is kind of what I'm talking about. Like, if the 49ers lose, we got to start, is Trent Williams going to retire? If the 49ers lose, okay, where's McCaffrey at now heading into next season?
With you.
What can we expect of McCaffrey?
I'm cutting you off real quick, Stoney. Bosa wasn't already getting to the quarterback for my liking, but now how's he going to be coming back? Fred, you know, thing with Mykal Williams, all that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, if you start talking about, to me, and I think fans, tell me if you agree with this. We kind of know. We've known all along the strengths and weaknesses of this team, right? They struggle to run the ball. They've struggled to stop the run. Right now, they're down receivers, but somehow they managed to go 12-5.
Wow.
So we know they've got an upgrade in the offseason, but here's what I'm saying. We start talking about everything they're lacking now. They're going to need a couple more receivers. What are we going to do with Trent Williams? Like, that's where I feel like
now's not
the time. It feels like an excuse in the making, and that's where I think that's where some 49er fans would say, why all the doom and gloom? You know, they have a chance to completely validate their season and go into the offseason with their head held high. But if they lose this game, they're just the nature of the beast. There's going to be a lot of questions.
You know what? And I think the score is 2-0 right now. In regard, you said we had full phone lines, and we still do. But I want to challenge Niner fans, 888-957-9570. If you think the Niners can win this game outright, call us and tell us why. But, Stoney, what about – tell me if I sound like a hater. I'm being honest. I want to know. What do you feel like the Niners – window is more open than it's been or more closer to it being shut? And I guess that's what I didn't convey to you, and that's how I'm feeling.
Well, this game, I think, will help determine that, honestly. And that's kind of maybe what I've been trying to dig at the whole week is, if you lose this game, you will have lost two games to two really good teams.
Man.
That's got to be sobering. And then as an organization, you've got to say, yeah, we were 12-5, but we still might only be the 12th or 14th best team in the league because there's still a gap between us and the best. You go into Philly and win a game, then that game against Seattle just becomes isolated.
Wow, man.
And
wow.
It's not a trend heading into the offseason.
Man,
888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Dennis. Dennis is in San Francisco. Hey, Dennis, how you doing?
Morning, guys. Yeah, I really liked Fillmore Mike's phone call. I know the Fillmore. My grandfather had a bar on Fillmore and Eddie.
Nice.
Uh-oh. You call the Fillmore... Yeah. He had five bars in town, and one of them was in Fillmore and Eddie.
Wow.
And they used to call, ask Fillmore Mike this, they used to call the Fillmore the Mo.
Yeah.
Mo
Money.
But anyway, you know, listening to you guys this morning, I think, too, if we are going to have any chance in this game, we're going to have to be able to protect Purdy. And, you know, we did a horrible job that in the Seattle game. And we'll have to try to contain the run. But what you were saying just earlier, Guru, about where do we go from here?
Yeah,
I'm worried about the Niners too, because it's kind of like the Warriors, you know. They need a lot, you know. Just getting Bosa and Warner back next season, that's not going to shore up the defense completely. It's going to help, but we have a long way to go. We need wide receivers. First of all, the most important position on the field is quarterback. So why isn't Shanahan getting offensive linemen to protect that quarterback? You know what I mean? And that's what they need to upgrade the O-line. They need a lot of help, you know, and hopefully we'll see what happens Sunday, but I'm not optimistic about them winning, but I'm hoping they win. But you know, I just, the way that the defense is so banged up and you know, not really able to stop a whole lot the last few games. So I just, you know, maybe Philly's offense is going to be down and hopefully we can do okay. But, you know, I hope they win, but I'm not overly
optimistic. Hey, Dennis, where are you watching? How are you watching it? How are you watching the game?
I watch with my two sons.
That's nice.
Awesome, man. Dennis, yeah. My two sons, we watch the ball games together all the time. That's and I, you know, It wouldn't be the same without them.
Wow!
You know?
My heart,
heck
just,
no!
Just quivered.
Well, have a fun weekend, Dennis, and enjoy it. Enjoy the game with your sons. You know, like,
you didn't have a son.
No,
you had three girls.
Yeah, thank God.
You're a great dad.
Thank God.
You ever?
Nope.
No, seriously.
Have any regrets?
Not one time.
You mean
that. Not one sliver.
But teaching them how to shoot.
I taught them how to shoot.
Yeah, but you know what I mean.
Nope.
I got you.
Did they want to learn how to shoot?
Well, they, not really.
They played soccer and volleyball.
Yeah, they played soccer, but.
So no regrets, huh?
They thought I was going to be like a Marinovich dad if they played basketball.
That's what I
And I tried to tell them
LeVar
at their
Ball,
formative
man.
Ages. Guys, look, go Google John Wooden. Right. That's who I'd be like.
Marinovich.
Not going to be like Todd Marinovich.
His pop was no joke.
Richard Williams.
Yes. It worked for Richard.
Eldrick
though.
Woods. Wow. Senior.
Well, he did some bad stuff.
Like, when I look at Purdy and Hurts, yeah. I get they don't match up against each other, but I could absolutely see Purdy playing better than Hurts, but it's going to take a lot of Kyle Shanahan. Like, I want to see Kyle Shanahan, and I don't know how I measure it, but do more stuff than he did last week where it looks like Purdy's got a chance to make a play.
But he was. Let me ask you this. Did Purdy play? Because he didn't play bad. No, I don't think. Did he play better than Darnold to you?
No. No, he didn't. I don't think. Now, but it was different because Darnold
under
had more
duress.
Time.
Yes.
Exactly.
So
he's probably going to be under duress.
That goes out the window if Philly is beat. You know, if their D-line is getting after Purdy's, Donnie, what you want won't materialize because, I mean, you know, pressure make pipes burst, man.
Yeah, I mean.
He was under duress, Brock was, just this last Saturday.
Right. And so, I view it as the head coach's job to either have him play with less duress.
Yeah. Because he came blocked.
Because the line gets better. Yeah. Or guess what? He's probably going to be under duress. So now we've got to counter the fact that they're going to be pinning their ears back or whatever the phrase is when they're coming after Purdy. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Eagles 49ers on Sunday at 1:30. Can't wait here. Also, don't forget Warriors play tonight at Chase Center. Game two of their eight-game set, eight-game homestand, and they play the Sacramento Kings.
I mean, they owe them. We owe Sac.
I mean, talk about not feeling it. They've won 7 of 10. Does it feel like that?
Can I say it's a little Niner-ish with the schedule if you look at the wins?
Well, not a bad analogy.
Sorry, Steve.
All right, Ross Tucker coming up at 1 o'clock, Odyssey NFL Insider. That segment was also brought to you by Bay Area Fast Track.